This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. XM-4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla to space today launched from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, United States. The crew is traveling to the International Space Station, ISS, on a new SpaceX Dragon spacecraft on the company's Falcon 9 rocket.
Minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
For three nations, a new chapter in space takes flight. Godspeed, AX4.
The mission is led by the U.S. Commander Peggy Whitson with Indian Air Force Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla as mission pilot and Hungarian astronaut Tibor Kapu and Polish astronaut Swaszwosz Oznanski as mission specialists. Captain Shukla is the second Indian astronaut traveling to space 4 decades after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma made the cosmic journey as part of a Soviet mission in 1984. In a social media post, ISRO said that AXIOM-4 will dock with the International Space Station, ISS, tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. IST. Once they reach the ISS, the astronauts will spend about 2 weeks on the space station, where they will conduct microgravity research, technology demonstrations, and outreach events. The astronauts will carry out around 60 scientific studies from 31 countries, including several groundbreaking research projects led by ISRO. The launch of the mission, which was initially scheduled to take off on the 29th of May, was repeatedly delayed due to technical issues, weather conditions and leaks on the ISS. Our correspondent reports that Group Captain Shukla has become the first Indian astronaut to head to space in over 4 decades, marking a historic milestone. Meanwhile, Group Captain Shukla has sent a message from space saying it is an amazing ride. He added they are back in space once again after 41 years and are revolving around the Earth at a speed of 7.5 kilometers per second. He also said this journey is not a beginning to the International Space Station, but to India's human space program.
Namaskar, mere pyare deshvasiyo, what a ride. 40 saal baad hum wapas antariksh mein pahunch gaye hain aur kamaal ki ride thi. Is samay hum 7.5 किलोमीटर प्रति सेकंड की रफ्तार से पृथ्वी के चारों तरफ घूम रहे हैं और मेरे कंधे पे मेरे साथ मेरा तिरंगा है जो मुझे बता रहा है कि नहीं हूँ मैं आप सबके साथ हूँ. ये मेरी इंटरनेशनल स्पेस स्टेशन तक की जर्नी की शुरुआत नहीं है, ये भारत के ह्यूमन स्पेस प्रोग्राम की शुरुआत है और मैं चाहता हूँ कि आप सभी देशवासी इस यात्रा का हिस्सा बने. आपका भी सीना दर्द से चौड़ा होना चाहिए, आप भी उतना ही एक्साइटमेंट दिखाइए. आइए हम सब मिलकर भारत की इस ह्यूमन स्पेस प्रोग्राम की जर्नी की शुरुआत करें. जय हिंद, जय भारत.
Our correspondent talked to astronaut Shukla's father in Lucknow, who is very proud of his son's historic achievement.
ये सब उसकी जो है मेहनत का फल है. कितनी मेहनत की है उसने, लगन है, निष्ठा है, अपने काम के प्रति उसने जो है हमेशा दूसरों को पीछे छोड़ा है और आज भी वही हो रहा है. मिशन में जो है उनका चयन हुआ, वो आज जा रहे हैं, ये हमारे लिए बड़ी खुशी की दिन है, बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that as Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla creates a new milestone in space for India, the whole nation is excited and proud of an Indian's journey into the stars. In a social media post, President Murmu said Group Captain Shukla and his fellow astronauts of AXIOM Mission 4 from the US, Poland and Hungary prove the world is indeed one family, Vasudev Kutumbakam. Union Minister for State for Space Dr. Jitendra Singh has congratulated Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla as he has embarked on a mission to the International Space Station. Speaking to media in New Delhi, Dr. Singh said Subhanshu Shukla, the Indian member of the crew, is going to be the most crucial component of this entire mission.
India is no longer a follower. It is actually an equal partner. And let me also put it on record that Subhanshu Shukla, the Indian member of the crew, is going to be the most crucial component of this entire mission, which is going to last about 2 weeks or so, because he's the pilot and he's going to perform 7 exclusive experiments which have been designed by India, which have been, the kits have been provided by India.
And that is the end of this news bulletin.